This is episode 204, recorded December 12th, 2014. Packard Pokes at the Michigan Blunder from Down Under. I want to thank Talking Primate from the chat room for this week's show title.
Stuff your stocking with Packard Pokes at merchandise this holiday season. Give your honey a hoodie. Give your mama a mug of Christmas cheer. Let Packard Pokes at help you find that last-minute holiday gift. By shopping at cafepress.com/PackardPokesAt, you not only fill your holiday shopping list, you help support the show.
Do you like Packard Pokes at and want to hear it on demand and on the go? Download the free app today at Stitcher.com. Available on iOS, Android, Nook, and iPad.
This is Packard Pokes at, and I'm poking at your news. Your news.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to another fine edition of Packard Pokes at. I am your immutable and unmutable host, Packard Sonic. And joining us tonight from the far east coast is Joe Unseen.
Tell me of your homeworld, Musil.
And joining us from, I don't even remember where anymore because he's been gone for so long, is Dana Talking Primates.
Hi, I'm the Talking Primate, and they say I have a face for radio metric dating.
Well, we got a lot of good stories for you tonight, so let's go on to our first topic for this evening.
Building a better future, science and technology.
Science. This is episode 204, everybody, by the way, just before we get too far into the show. And speaking going in too far, there's a lot of countries out there that love their porn, and when it comes to porn, some enjoy it a little bit more than the rest. And Pornhub has known to keep stats on these kind of activities, what kind of porn gets watched, how long it gets watched, and a variety of different other statistics. So if you want to become a porn statistic, go to Pornhub.com. One of the countries out there that watches the longest amount of porn, and I mean, you know, like 5 minutes of worth of porn, 10 minutes worth of porn, and up to whatever amount of porn you can handle. It turns out that China weighs in at a whopping 14 minutes and 34 seconds. That's on average for the entire country. As they say, you know, China has
those
over
horny little fuckers.
I know, right? They're watching porn for up to almost 15 minutes at a crack. So, and if they, what's the old saying that China has like 2 billion people in it alone, or maybe it's 5 billion. I don't know anymore. But it was really interesting how the stats break down on how the places work out here. Like for the United States, for example, has an average viewing time of 10 minutes and 17 seconds on average. Our neighbors to the north, Canada, 9 minutes and 52 seconds, so they get done a little faster. It's a little, it's a little colder up there, so they have to get done a little quicker, I suppose.
Hey, what's that all about?
Now, what's really interesting here is that places that are communist countries, or, you know, they have a very strict religious laws like Iraq, they weigh in at only 5 minutes and 30 seconds. So I think in those instances, because like for Iraq, for example, they don't leave it going for very long because they're afraid the neighbors are going to find out, and then they're going to have the blasphemy police come in and, you know, knock on your door.
No, they just blow their loads really quick.
Yeah, that's right. Well, that explains why they're sexually frustrated over there. You know, it's, if I was under those kind of rules, I'd be going too. So,
yeah, what is it? Iraq, they blow their load in 5.5 minutes. I think like sex in Iraq, like actual, not masturbation, but actual sex is like, ooh, baby, Allahu Akbar. All right, they're done.
Well, hey, you know what? It's hard to argue with that, especially since, you know, the term beneath the sheets actually has a different meaning over there.
True enough. True enough. Joe, did you have any additional thoughts on that?
Well, yeah. What Pornhub does is they keep track of how long a video plays for, and then they do an average of it. So, like, you know, you hit play, and then a few minutes later, 5, 10, 14 minutes in China's case, they click it off. So presumably the person who is watching that porn clip is done in that amount of time or less. And so they're able to give ratings, rankings to each of these countries. And like you said, China is like up 14 and a half minutes. The United States is only 10 minutes and 17 seconds. But they also break down the states.
Yes. Right?
So where Packard lives, it's 10 minutes and 16 seconds.
Yep. That's all me. That's all me. I like a good story. When I watch my porn, right. I like a good story.
Right. And you're actually, like, Wisconsin is actually a, you know, like, that's a good score. California, 10 minutes, 43 seconds. Mm-hmm. Texas, 10 minutes, 20 seconds. New York, 10 minutes and 1 second. I take full responsibility for that. That is my fault. I'm really sorry. From now on, I'm just going to let the video, even if it's like 6.5 hours of bukkake, I'm going to let it play to the finish while I go take a shower. Because, you know,
You're just thinking of all the bukkake while you're showering, though, Joe.
The thing is I have a sense of pride for my state, pride for my nation, and I just can't let this stand. I need to get New York's numbers up. I need to get the United States numbers up.
Right.
So, men, come on. Just because you're grabbing that Kleenex doesn't mean you also have to hit stop.
Right.
Just, you know, go rake leaves or something. Go mow the lawn. Go change the oil in your car. And when you come back, that, you know, if it's still playing, just let it go. Just let it go.
Right. You know what I found surprising? Two things I found one I didn't find too surprising, but one thing I did kind of find surprising, Hawaii logs in at 11 minutes and 26 seconds. Either they are either they're really getting on over there, or the lava's coming, they forget it's playing, and they leave, and they're like, oh shit, we left the porn running, you know?
It's the last thing they're thinking is their house is burning down.
Right. But the other thing I did not find that surprising is that the Bio Belt weighs in well over Wisconsin, up to 11 minutes and 17 seconds for Mississippi, which I think is the longest one that's on there other than Hawaii. So
I think the South's numbers is largely due to their inability to focus. You know? They're like clicking around on Pornhub and they're like, there ain't no sheep on here. Where's the pig videos? Dang dummy!
Well, that pig will be along pretty soon. We're just going to leave it run for a little bit longer, you know. Dana, your thoughts?
Well, first of all, now we know where the phrase made in China comes from.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I also found that the best part of the map is the fact that the southern red states have the highest times, with Mississippi actually leading the pack with over 11 minutes, to which I say, finally, the South is number one at something good.
And you know that the thing is, Mississippi and everything else in every other class is always dead last. But in this case, they are number one. Well, number two, you know, second to Hawaii.
They don't finish high school, but they last longest when masturbating to internet porn.
Right. I saw that. I'm like, damn. In the continental United States, Mississippi is number one in internet porn. That should not surprise me. You know, those people are seriously repressed down there.
It's got to have something to do with climate. I mean, it's the warm weather, you know. In the northern states, we have a disadvantage.
Mm-hmm. It's cold. No one wants to take the clothes off.
It's cold.
Freeze my dick. Gotta get some of those pocket hand warmers.
Yeah. Why is your crotch warm?
Gel that Trojan makes.
Right.
There you go. What name? So I know nothing of this.
I was saying, you know, those someone touch you had all those pocket warmers. Why is your crotch warm? Well,
I'm trying to get my state's numbers up.
And that's not all he's trying to get up.
One of the comments here, it said that somebody said the hits from China are mostly botnets downloading the videos for a re-upload elsewhere. So
that's awesome. That's so funny.
Sure they are. You only have Pornhub running on 3 computers instead of the normal 6 that you have.
Right. Oh, it's a social thing, I guess, down there. Speaking of social, there is a new social app you can get for pretty much most smartphones. You can get it from iOS to Windows to Android, and it's a little app. It's called Wakey. It sounds like something you would not hear in an average conversation, but this little app, it has a little pillow on the front, and it does what it says. It wakes you up. It's not just your average alarm clock. It's a social media alarm clock. So when you sign up for this service, and it's a free service, but you can get, you know, add-ons for like 99 cents, and you get longer extras on there. And one of the things is this: it rings somebody else that's in this social network, and it says, hey, you need to get this person up. And so instead of a alarm clock going ringing off the hook, you got your phone going off saying, hey, so-and-so, this is your wake-up call. And you can actually talk to somebody for about a minute or two. And the additional thing you can buy for like 99 cents, where you can get an additional talk to somebody for like 5 to 10 minutes or longer, which is really kind of weird, because it's like having a random stranger call you at exactly the moment that you needed to wake up. Joe, your thoughts?
Yeah, the app divides people up into two people. There's the wakies, and there's the sleepyheads. And the sleepyheads need to be woken up, and so they set an alarm. You know, I need a wake-up call at this time. And the wakies are the other people who use the app, and they're available to do certain wake-up calls. And they'll call the sleepyheads at that certain time and talk to them for up to 60 seconds to wake them up. Like, hey, how you doing? I'm calling to wake you up. And what they're found is that just an alarm clock going beep, 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 you know, and people hitting the snooze alarm, it's not as efficient as this app, because you're actually picking up your phone and talking to somebody for a minute, and it wakes your brain up enough that 99% of people who use this actually wake up in time and get up. And they're like, okay, I got to make my flight. And it's interesting because the phone calls are from all over the world based on the language you speak. So you can get a phone call from somebody in Ireland or somebody in Australia like, hey, what's up, mate? I'm here to call and wake you up. And you could talk to that person for a minute just to get yourself going in the morning. And that's kind of cool. So I actually kind of want to try this out. I want to sign up for this and call people from around the world and just be like, hey, how you doing?
Right.
I'm calling to wake you up. And the journalist who was covering the story, he asked, he became a wakey, and he was calling sleepyheads, and he got one woman on the phone, and he asked her, he's like, hey, listen, just to full disclosure, I'm a journalist. Have you ever met someone abusive on this thing? And she was like, oh, no, not at all. It's always been very nice people waking me up. I want to be a wakey that isn't abusive, but just offers information. You know, like, I would call someone and be like, hey, I'm here to wake you up, and I'm not going to ask you what you're wearing, but I'll tell you what I'm wearing.
I was saying to the staff, man, I'd be kind of like, hello? Yeah, hey, fucker, it's time for you to wake up. This is your wake-up call. No, see,
what was it?
I understand.
There was that commercial where the dude used to do wake-up calls all around the world, and he would do different accents, and he'd be like, hey, man, it's time to get up, man.
Yeah, this is just so weird. Now, see, for myself, now, full disclosure for myself, I use quite literally 6 alarm clocks to get my ass out of bed. Seriously.
Hell yeah.
I have three solid, you know, old standard alarm clocks, which, you know, when they have the time change, I have to go and manually, you know, push the time thing, yeah, advance, you know, whatever, until it gets to the right time, you know, down the road, you know, whatever it is, 24 hours before or whatever. And I have my iPads and my iPhone, and they are all going off, you know, like gangbusters in the morning. Mm-hmm. So this way it gets me up. Of course, I have to get up like it, you know, before the birds are even awake. So, hey, you know, I need a little extra. It's still dark out when I get up. So
I totally identify with you. I have like a 20-year-old clock radio that I don't even set anymore because it's pointless. I mean, I stopped paying attention to that like a decade ago. Mm-hmm. But it's just there to tell me what time it is in the middle of the night. I use my iPhone to do multiple alarms, and I only get out of bed because my wife shakes me and goes, get the hell out of bed. You're already late.
Well, Joe, your wife should come over, you know, wake me up in the morning too. You know, this way I have somebody to wake me up. So.
Yeah, that's not
going to
happen.
Dana, your thoughts?
All right, when I first found out that there was an app for the phone called Wakey. I thought it told you where all the good wakes were.
Oh.
Yeah, I apparently that's not the case. Okay, so practical applications. I'd absolutely download this app and try it if it wasn't for the fact that there's a chance, however remote, that I might be woken up by Bill Cosby.
Who's just to say that it's a thing and the port and pops and you gotta wake you up the hey boy.
It's the image of Bill Cosby in a bathrobe after a night of not remembering anything just kind of freaks me out. But there is a downside. There's always a downside to everything. But the only downside that I can see was if that somebody thought they were calling the suicide hotline.
Oh.
Because I tell you what, I'd have a hell of a time talking anyone out of it at 5 in the morning.
It's like, I'm gonna kill
myself. You have a minute to do it.
I'm gonna kill myself. Why are you gonna do that? I just don't want to live anymore. Okay, see you there.
And that's all I have to say about that.
Okay.
Enjoy your day at work. Today is my last day.
Oh.
You're fired.
You're fired.
McFly!
Skinner!
Skinner! Speaking of weird people, let's get on to our next topic for this evening.
It's the Onion Radio News.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't.
We were talking about porn a little while ago and how long certain porn sites watch their porn. However, in this case, this guy was not allowed to watch his porn. Seriously, he was not allowed to watch his porn. He said
so he was hurting the stats in his state.
Yes, he was
watching porn.
Definitely hurting the stats in his state. Anthony Smith, age 21, allegedly told officials that his reason for standing in his yard masturbating because his mother would not let him watch porn in the house. Now, I said this at the staff meeting. Dude, you're 21 years old. You can watch porn if you want to. I mean, and, of course, this is in, of all places, the colostomy bag of the United States, as well known as Florida. Now, deputies arrived to Stewart's Florida home around 1 p.m., You know, dude, if you're going to masturbate in your backyard, wait until it gets dark at least. Then this whole problem will go away.
They found him in his neighbor's driveway, butt naked, jerking it.
Yeah. And he said, and after two people reported that you saw the naked man outside, when cops arrived, they found the nude Smith in the driveway and the next door to his house. He allegedly told the investigators that his mom has banned pornography from their home and gets a high walking around naked. Hoping that someone will see him. He is an exhibitionist. Now, he got his wish, but he also got charged with exposure of sexual organs. Now, I know what sexual organs are, so don't write any letters regarding that. Of course, no one ever writes us.
What's
anyway.
A sexual organ?
It's an organ. It's
like a liver that has sex?
Yes, it's a liver that has sex. Actually,
it's like a piano.
Yeah, it's like a piano, but you have sex with it. You know, it's a...
So if a liver and a liver get married, that's a liver sexual marriage?
That's right. What's really weird here is the fact is that... Well, I shouldn't say weird. It's more interesting. The fact is that when people watch porn, and this is documented, that they watch certain types of porn, these inhibitions and things that they want to do, they won't do them because they're kind of experiencing them in private. This guy here... He is going out and doing these things instead of, you know, doing them in his home. Like I said, the guy is 21 years old. He should be able to watch it if he wants to. I don't understand why this person's mother has got such a bug up her ass that she's not allowing porn. It's like, dude, if you're going to watch it, clear your browser history. It's real simple. You know, it's not like it's rocket science. Just you go, you get done doing what you're doing. You go wash up. You clear your browser history. It's that simple. Joe, your thoughts.
I was actually going to say that. I was going to say, you know, how hard is it to clear your browser history and then your mom doesn't have to give you trouble.
Right.
But when the police showed up and they found him in his neighbor's driveway and he was butt naked, he allegedly told them, according to the police, that he actually enjoyed doing that in public, out in the open, in the hopes that people would see him. So I think that him using his mom as an excuse, I think that he is using his mom as an excuse because he just sort of like gets his jollies giving his neighbors a show, which is yep. really gross, and he certainly should be arrested for that.
Absolutely.
Blame Florida.
Blame Florida. Blame Florida. Danny, your thoughts?
This story seems pretty cut and dry. The only thing I have to say is that most parents just ask their kids not to smoke in the house.
Yeah.
And if you can get weed, get me some too.
Yeah.
No, I'm 100% with Packard. I mean, you got a 21-year-old probably living in his mom's basement, and he can't figure out how to, like, lock the door.
Yeah, no shit.
Florida.
Well, they don't have basements in Florida. You go down 2 feet, and you hit ocean, you know.
The only thing that would have been funnier is if he'd ended up in, like, a sinkhole.
Oh, you know, it could be that the mother's very religious, you know. I could just see this. He's in the Lord's part of the house. A sink, he's down there jerking it, whatever. Sinkhole opens up, sucks him down. It's like, see, I told you God's gonna get you for jerking it while the thing there. That's what the sinkhole is there for. It's to grab you and to show you that you're doing bad by God.
Or she's not religious, she's just like, I'm sick of this place being sticky all the time. God damn it. Why is everything gotta be sticky?
Why are the walls all white? It's supposed to be brown.
This place smells like almonds. What were you doing in here? Nothing, Mom.
Dana, did you have any additional thoughts on that?
No, you guys pretty much covered it.
Okay.
and so did he, apparently.
Speaking of Florida, a woman in Brandon, Florida is facing assault charges after allegedly attacking her twin sister during an argument about a sex toy and her sister's boyfriend. Heidi Creamer, age 48, was arrested Sunday afternoon for domestic battery after she allegedly punched, scratched, and pulled the hair of her sister, Holly Ryan, while arguing about Ryan's boyfriend and a vibrator. After a few moments, Creamer stopped the alleged assault and began grabbing her personal belongings and placing them outside the front door. And while she was doing that, Ryan locked her sister outside and then went and then and Ryan went to the balcony and screamed to the neighbors to call the police. Apparently, they don't have a phone in the house, you know. So it's like, hey, that person's nuts. Somebody call the cops. Oh, that's right. There's a phone in the house, but I don't want to call him, you know, because I've got, like, drugs and shit in here, I'm sure. You know?
Well, it's Florida. You can't get a signal in a dildo.
Yeah, that's right.
Dildo towers.
Yeah, they probably held a dildo up to us. I was like, hello? Why is this thing just buzzing? I'm not getting through the police.
It's on vibrate. I'm not getting any signal.
Battery's dead.
She was handcuffed in place on the back of the police cruiser. She began screaming that she was fighting with her sister over a vibrator and the boyfriend. And that's according to the...
I wonder which one was more important.
I don't know. I don't know. They don't know exactly why the duo were arguing over the boyfriend or the sex toy. She was released after she posted a $500 bail. Joe, your thoughts?
There are several possibilities of what played out here. I mean, they were arguing over the sex toy and the boyfriend?
Yes.
Was the boyfriend the sex toy? Was it a misunderstanding by police? You know, like she slept with my boyfriend. I mean, dildo. Because my boyfriend, I mean, dildo. You know? Or was it...
my boyfriend's a dildo. Well, that's the problem right there. You know?
Or was it, you bitch, you slept with my boyfriend. No, I didn't. I slept with your dildo. You slept with my dildo! Oh, man. Florida.
Florida never disappoints.
Blame Florida.
That's what happens when you make a state out of sand. Dana, your thoughts.
I have a lot to say about this. Okay, so this is a clear case of assault and battery and batteries. Also, these two were fighting over a boyfriend and a vibrator.
Mm-hmm.
Someone wants to have their cake and eat it too.
Well, my boyfriend was doing my sister and had the vibrator up her in the same time, and you can have one, but you can't have the other. You can just do one, but don't use them both at the same time.
Right, that's right. And seriously, how could you not feel for this woman? Her name is Heidi Creamer.
No.
Sounds like a porn star.
I know, and it does sound like a porn star.
The article said that she actually, this is just a side note, the article said that she ended up in Manatee County Jail.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, really, is it not enough that we run boats over manatees in their own environments that we have to jail them too?
I was saying something like that at the staff meeting, actually. It's like, those poor manatee, you know, we got to lock them up now.
Yeah, I wasn't even aware there was a jail for manatees.
I wonder what kind of offenses they could do that they have to get locked up.
They're just offensive.
They're just offensive.
Oh, the vibe manatee.
Save the manatee.
Save the manatee. Don't send them to jail. Send the creamer there. You're right. It does sound like a porn name.
No, seriously. It's like, and her sister's name is Holly Ryan. Holly Ryan and Heidi Creamer in Girls with Dildos. That's like the tamest porn movie name ever. Girls with Dildos. Nine. Really? Girls with Dildos 9.
Girls with Dildos 9.
They're twins. I mean, I can't help but think of a Double Mint commercial.
That's not what you're thinking of, Joey. Just be honest.
Okay. Double Mint. Search Double Mint on Pornhub. That's what I was thinking about.
Uh-huh. Anyone have any last thoughts on this?
No, it's Florida.
Yeah, it's Florida.
I'm going to get to 10 minutes and 2 seconds tonight.
You're going to get to 2 minutes and 10 seconds.
Double mint.
Double mint gum.
Packard's going to lower the bell curve.
I'm going to start looking for twins now. What the hell are you talking about?
I just wonder what the first thing would come up on Google if I typed in Heidi Creamer.
Find out.
You can find out. Well, while he is doing that, if you want to take a few moments and go to patreon.com/PackardPokeSat and donate a little as a dollar a month, and that would really help us out, keep the lights on around here, keep a roof over my head, and keep this fabulous show going so we can bring it to you every week. And we thank our donors greatly when they do donate to the show. If you'd like to donate, go to patreon.com. That's patreon.com/PackardPokeSat. And if you would like to get in touch with us, we're going to give you all that information right now.
You should contact us by email at ppapodcast or packardpokesat@gmail.com. And follow the show on Twitter as @PackardPokeSat. And like us on Facebook at facebook.com/PackardPokeSat, or just type PackardPokeSat into the Facebook search bar. Call our Google Voice at 662-709-PPAP or 662-709-7727 and leave a short message and we will play it on the show. Join in the show live Friday nights at 9 p.m. Central Time at vaughnlive.tv/PackardPokeSat. Download and rate us on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Mixler Radio, and watch the show on YouTube. Visit our show page at packardpokesat.wordpress.com for links to the stories and purchase merchandise from cafepress.com/packardpokesat to support the show. For everyone that rates us, you are awesome sauce.
And we're back. All right, let's get on to our next topic for this evening. Michigan passed a law that says that religious license to discriminate bill. Now, the Michigan House Republicans passed this law, which allows anyone to refuse service to anyone and claim that it's their religious beliefs which allows them to discriminate. Oh, my God. The House of Representatives, led by Speaker Jay-Z Blogger, whatever his name is, he's a dickhead, with Governor Rick Snyder, another dickhead, just passed a law that would allow discrimination to become sanctioned by the state. Religious Freedom Restoration Act, akin to one made national headlines in Arizona, but was vetoed, appears to merely force the government to step aside if a person's deeply held religious beliefs mandated that act or not act in a certain manner. Basically, if someone, let's say, is gay and they're choking to death, you can say, oh, I can't touch gay people, it's my religious belief that I'm not supposed to save them. They're supposed to die because my religion says so. And that's the only excuse they need to do, and they can let someone die. Or they could just do as simply as like, oh, well, you're gay. I don't want to sell you this cake because you're going to use it to have a party, and then you're going to go to bed and then have sex with someone of the same gender. It's so much bullshit. I can't believe that this is actually made it into a law.
They passed a bill.
I can't believe they even passed this bill.
I don't know if it was signed into law. I don't think it was yet.
Yeah.
No, the House passed the bill, so it has to get through the Senate and the governor.
Yeah.
Right.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. And since
As of today.
Yeah. And since they're all Republicans, you just know this is exactly what they're going to do. It's going to get to the governor's desk, and he's going to go, oh, yeah, we're going to show those queers. These people really piss me off. For example, here's some examples. They said, under the religious freedom law, a pharmacist could refuse to fill a doctor's prescription for birth control or HIV medicine. Now, an emergency room physician or EMT could refuse service to a gay person in need of immediate treatment. A school teacher could refuse to mentor a child of same-sex couples, and a DMV clerk could refuse to give a driver's license to a person who is divorced. Yes. For those of you who think it's just going to go for just the gay people or whatever, yes, if you have a deeply held belief that you should not be divorced, I'm not going to help you out. Joe, your thought.
Yeah, this is just a bad idea right across the board. And I think this is exactly what was predicted would happen after the Hobby Lobby case. They said that, well, if Hobby Lobby can say, well, it's our religious freedom to not provide contraceptives to our employees, then that would get applied as a precedent to other things, other parts of life. And here we see state legislatures. Michigan is not the only one. Kansas is trying to pass an anti-gay law where they're trying to say, it's religious freedom. It's religious freedom. And this article is really good. It includes tweets from several people. Planned Parenthood of Michigan tweeted, what if we have a science teacher that because of their beliefs will teach their students that the earth is 6,000 years old? And then there's another tweet from Sam Inglet. He said, the KKK used religious texts to justify their existence. The Religious Freedom Restoration Act allows discrimination to be cloaked by religion.
Yeah.
So, I mean, this is exactly what was said would happen after the Hobby Lobby case came down. Everybody, like, the people who are on our side, the right side of history, or the rational side of history, said, you know what? They're going to use this as a precedent to try and push their agenda as a freedom movement, which it isn't. It's a discrimination movement. They're using their religion as justification to back up their bigotry and their false ideology. So this is just bad news all across the board.
Absolutely, absolutely. And there's another tweet that's listed here. It says, remember, slavery was justified by biblical references as well. So, yeah. And
totally.
I can just see that going, oh, well, my religion says it's okay for me to have a slave because it says right there in the Bible, obey your earthly master just as you would the Lord. So I get to have a slave now.
Bible says I could sell my daughter for 21 shekels of silver.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. This is so much bullshit. It's not even funny. And this is not just homosexuals and LGBT and having to sit in the back of the bus. You don't get allowed to get on the goddamn bus now. You know, the thing is, if you replace the word gay with black, replace it with Jew, you apply those same standards to them.
Woman.
Woman, yes, exactly. Woman. Then you're showing that you're not only a bigot, but you're racist or homophobic or whatever. It's a bunch of bad policy.
But my bigotry is my religious freedom.
There's so much wrong with this. Dana, your thoughts?
Yeah, there's nothing funny about this. They were going to discriminate against these people anyway. They're just kind of covering their ass now.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just hope that it gets to the governor's desk, he chucks it in the trash. Maybe there'll be some outrage. Maybe there won't. I mean, I don't know the culture in Michigan. I mean, I don't know if people are vehemently anti-gay in Michigan or not. And I'm in Illinois, so I'm as close to Michigan as anyone else. Okay, so let's turn this on its head then. Let's just say that I live in Michigan and I have a deeply held religious, if not specifically religious belief, that religious people are deluded deniers of reality.
Right.
And since I would only hire people I thought were of sound mind, then I would have to hire only atheists and humanists.
Ah.
Because I think religious people are fucking crazy.
Right.
So, yeah, why would I want a fucking crazy person working for me? No, I wouldn't. And I don't know if I want to serve them either. So, yeah, let's, you know, we could do it that way. Oh, and of course, then I would be called a bigot.
Right. Exactly. You know, and the thing is, though, there's a lot of places. Now, atheists, we go around battling Christians. I know I do it myself a lot because they'll say, well, atheism is a religion. And it's like, no, it's not a religion. It's protected as a religion for legal purposes, but it's not a religion. You know, it's atheism is a religion as much as a religion as off as a TV channel. But yeah, I suppose if you tried using that, like they was using that in Florida, just a sidebar story here, down in Florida, they wouldn't allow the atheists put up a monument in the Capitol building for Christmas because, well, atheism ain't a religion. But the Satanists are a religion. Okay, we'll call ourselves Satanists and we're going to put a display up. You know, so, hey.
I have a lot of respect for the Satanists when they go and do that shit.
Yeah,
puts it right in their face like, oh, yeah? Yeah? Yeah?
Exactly. Then the thing is, they don't see the irony of it. But
I know. It's so funny.
It is. It really is. And the thing is, though, I mean, in Dana, your case, if you tried doing this, atheism ain't a religion. Well, you could just say, okay, I'm a Satanist then. And then you could say, well, it's my religion not to hire anybody that's a Christian. And then they would get their panties in a big wad. And then maybe at some point, somebody's going to do this. And I hope somebody out there will show them the bullshit by doing that, exactly that. Anyone else have any last thoughts on this?
No, I'm good.
Okay, Joe?
Too mad to talk.
I'm too mad to comment.
Too mad to comment. All right, let's get on to our next topic for this evening. Target has a lot of things you can buy there. Out here in Wisconsin, in Wausau anyway, we call it Target Le Boutique because everything is really fairly expensive. But the retail giant Target is covered in Australia's concerned and their moms out there because they announced the decision to pull a popular video game called Grand Theft Auto 5 from the shelves, citing that the game's graphic depiction of sex and violence. And fans were not pleased and advised an ingenious way to show it, to call the store's bluff and see if they would get rid of the Holy Bible for this very same concerns. Target Australia said consumer feedback led them to ban the game after a change.org petition received tens of thousands of signatures demanding that Target withdraw Grand Theft Auto 5. It says this sickening game encourages players to commit sexual violence and kill women. Well, you can play as a woman, you can kill men just as easily. I mean, it's that whole Arnedia Carcidian or Cesian, whatever the fuck that woman's name is. It's the same bullshit. According to the petition here, it's a game that encourages players to murder women for entertainment. The incentive is to commit sexual violence against women, then abuse or kill them to proceed or to get, quote, unquote, health points. And now Target stocking it and promoting it is for the holiday season. What I like about the story here especially is that the Bible, of course, also encourages, now this isn't from the petition, says, it's a book that encourages readers to murder women for entertainment. The incentive here is to commit sexual violence against women, then abuse or kill them to proceed or get, quote unquote, God points. And now Target is now stocking it and promoting it for your Christmas stocking. This is the Holy Bible. This book means that after various sex acts, readers are given the options to kill women by stoning her unconscious, setting them on fire, cutting off their hands, and killing their children, which is all in the Bible. Joe, your thoughts?
Yeah, there's a lot that is wrong with this. Grand Theft Auto is kind of an old video game by now. Like, video games, when they first come out, they're sold mostly in the first few weeks of their release.
Mm-hmm.
That's when all the video game nerds go running to the store, they buy the new game, they run home, and they play it, and if it's great, they fucking play it until it wears out. Or if it sucks, they complain the shit about it all over the internet, and then they return it right away because then you can get a new game,
mm-hmm.
and that's that. Grand Theft Auto 5 has been out for a while. for them to be complaining that it's being sold in Target, like, now, is pretty silly. I mean, it's like anybody who really, really, really wants to buy, to play that game, can just go and buy one used.
Yeah.
It's also a rated M for mature game. It's an adult game. It's not meant for kids.
Right.
So if you don't want your kid playing it, don't buy it for them.
And don't
classic thing.
Yeah, and say, hey, little Jimmy down the street, he's got GTA 5. I really don't want you going over to his house and playing it because it's not a game for you.
And you could have a conversation with Jimmy down the street's parents. You know, like, hey, listen, I know Jimmy has Grand Theft Auto 5. I understand that, you know, whatever, it's cool. I just don't want my kid playing it. If I'd appreciate it if when my kid is hanging out with Jimmy, can you just monitor that and make sure that they're not playing that game? And as a responsible parent, Jimmy's mother and father should just be like, oh, okay, I understand.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a big deal. The biggest thing I'm shocked about is how prevalent Target is in Australia. I was like, wait, Target is in Australia? Target is a Minnesota company. And
yeah.
You gave Target a French name just now. What was it?
Target Le Boutique.
That's really funny because when the United States Congress changed the name of French fries to Freedom Fries during the War on Terror because some reason France wasn't helping us even though they were, this email went around, this chain email went around claiming that Target was a French company.
Yeah.
And that we should boycott Target and go to Walmart instead because Target was a evil French company and, you know, their real name is Target and it's all bullshit. Target is a Minnesota company.
Mm-hmm.
The first Target was founded in Minnesota, and you can go on Wikipedia and you can read the whole history of the Target company. I went to target.au.whatever and looked it up. There's Targets all over Australia. It's a big company down in, like, you can go to pretty much any big town in Australia and go to Target. I was shocked. I was like, oh my God, that's amazing. That's pretty incredible. That's more incredible than them pulling Grand Theft Auto 5 off the shelves.
Right. Now, what I like, the last part of the story, it says this has done little to stop the Australian gamers from playing those games. However, the international versions or pirated copies can still make their way into consumers' hands. So, this is a little thing that the people down there fail to remember or just completely forget about, is there's this little thing called the internet, and they can get copies online, or they can, you know, you can either buy them or download them on their Xbox directly, or they can just, you know, pirate them. Packer Pokes, that does not support pirating. Yes, we do. No, just kidding.
I just downloaded this show.
Packer's giving me many pirated programs.
I don't know what the market is for this show, but I'm going to sell it.
You know what's another thing about this is I forgot what I was going to say.
I'll just keep talking. You'll figure it out.
Joe, your thoughts.
Well, I'll tell you what, while you're thinking about it, Joe, Dana, your thoughts.
So it sounds to me like the conservative movement a little bit is probably like Target's worried about its customers rather than it's not worried about its video game customers. It's worried about its moms with kids.
Yeah.
So I can see that. Look, it's a big company. It can do what it wants. It can ban almonds for all it cares. If the corporation thinks that it's going to somehow affect their bottom line if they keep selling almonds, I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's that on a serious note. On a not so serious note, there's only about a million other things in Australia that can kill you, and you're worried about a video game?
Right. If you're not native to Australia, I've heard this. If you're not native down there, you don't know what the hell can kill you down there, because pretty much, you know, the rocks can fucking kill you down there. You know, just get too close, they'll bite you. No.
Well, no, but the 3-foot grasshopper will.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm talking about. They've got, well, not 3-foot grasshoppers, but they got some big ass animals down there. I mean,
the 3-foot grasshopper and tell me it won't kill you.
I've never heard that. I know they have like a 3-foot fucking spider down there. I've seen the pictures of that. That's fucking that's fucking terrifying. This guy, I remember this picture. I saw this video where this guy walked into his barn and the place was just loaded with fucking spiders the size of my head. I'm like, holy shit. They have like no animal control down there. Everything's like, everything's going to kill you. You are the invader there. Let them have Australia. Dana, I'm sorry. Did you have any additional thoughts on that?
Oh, yeah. So they're worried mostly about the violence, but the one thing that they forget is the sex in there.
Yeah.
And just in terms of... Yeah, I know. And just in terms of Bible porn, I'm reminded of Ezekiel 23:20, which says, "There she lusted after her lovers who had dicks like donkeys and the semen of horses." And I'll tell you what, even that's not in Grand Theft Auto 5.
That's right. There's no donkey sex. There's no sex with donkeys in Grand Theft Auto.
No siree.
Yeah. That's
I remember what I was going to say.
Okay.
Go.
One of the criticisms that this group has against Target selling the game is that the game encourages violence against women.
Mm-hmm.
But the game doesn't actually encourage violence against women. You can commit violence against women in the game, but you can also commit violence against men.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no mission, because that's what the game is about. You go on these missions and you have to do this XYZ. None of the missions are about killing women.
Right.
None of them. It's something that can happen in the game, but it's not the purpose of the game. So that claim by this group is completely false.
Right.
Now, the counter claim, because people in Australia are like, oh, no. If Target has to remove Grand Theft Auto for, you know, so-called violence against women, then Target should also remove the Bible.
Right.
Target should no longer sell the Bible. And I think that's ingenious. That's a great way to counter that argument because, I mean, the Bible, as we all know, clearly says, you know, women are not the champions of the Bible.
No.
they're quite clearly, repeatedly victims in it. It's quite awful. And so if you're going to pull Grand Theft Auto out of stores for that reason, then you need to pull the Bible out for the same reason.
Exactly. I think so, too.
Yeah, somebody got a hold of a couple of decent verses in Proverbs. But other than that, the Bible is pretty much fuck all women.
Yeah,
exactly.
And not in a good way.
Exactly.
And you'll hear like a lot of, like, I've heard on other podcasts, female preachers trying to apologetically explain away some of these verses in the Bible, and it's like, well, no, that's actually love for women. And it's like, no.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
It's like a black guy trying to explain away slavery.
Right. Oh, yeah. I've had that conversation. I have had that conversation. Believe it or not, I have had that conversation. Just makes me want to just take a hammer and pound me myself in the head. It's like, I'm not having this conversation.
Unbelievable. Unless you're doing it to yourself. You're committing violence against yourself.
Yes. I can't listen to this anymore. It's so much bullshit. Speaking of bullshit, we have a video and we're going to play the Mr. Bullshit right now.
As the Lord showed me many years ago, he sent the blacks to our country to help teach us about freedom and liberty. You say, well, how could they? They were made slaves. How are they going to know about freedom and liberty? Wasn't Israel in prison? I mean, they were made slaves to Egypt. You know, the only two people groups in history that were enslaved because of their race were the Israelites and the black people. And I think there's healing, but it's going to take grace. It's going to take mercy. And maybe starting at that real point that is right now the hardest point, going to the police and ask them, what can we do to help you? What can we do to help you do your job? Start building that bridge of trust. Start reaching out. Now, there's been injustice, and I believe God wants to make those things right. I believe one reason Israel left Egypt with all the treasures of Egypt was because the Lord says he will repay the oppressed. I believe they were receiving the pay to the penny for all those years of slavery when they left Egypt. I believe that's one reason for all the high salaries for athletes today. I rejoice in it. The bigger the salaries that are mostly going to minorities, I'm saying that's the Lord doing that. Now, they may not use it right or anything, but the Lord's going to repay them.
Oh, what a crock of shit. Because there are a lot of white people on there that also have those high salaries. What's your excuse there, buddy boy? This is so much crap. I mean, I don't even know where to start. So I'm going to turn it over to Joe. Joe, what are your thoughts on Rick Joyner being a total douchebag?
Yeah, you sent me the link to this video, and I started watching it, and I was like, why is Kenny Rogers talking such smack about black people? Like what the hell? And then I realized it wasn't Kenny Rogers. It's this guy named Rick Joyners, and he's saying that high salaries for black athletes are God's reparations for slavery. Yeah, okay. So the number of people who become well-paid black athletes are very small percentage of a minority.
Mm-hmm.
The other vast amount of people who are descended from people who used to be slaves are not high-paid black athletes. Like, that's complete nonsense. It's almost like his whole point here, it's almost like he's saying, I'm really jealous of their high salaries. If they want reparations, then, you know, they've already got it, because all black people are the same.
Yeah, I know.
Like, this guy's disconnect to reality is so insane. It's so, like, I was really, 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 like, I'm not even joking. I was so sad. I was like, why is Kenny Rogers such an asshole? I mean, you got no one to hold him and no one to fold him.
No one to walk away and no one to run.
Exactly. And no one to call them black people who should know better.
Right. But you make an excellent point. Now, if God is supposed to make reparations to black people for slavery, why doesn't he just make all the black people all rich at the same time?
Or if God is giving out reparations, I mean, if God is all-powerful, then why didn't he just prevent slavery to begin with instead of endorsing it in the Bible?
Exactly.
That's one thing.
Yep.
Another thing would be, okay, let's say slavery happened because of us sinners or whatever. Why didn't the reparations filter out to everybody? Like,
exactly.
Like, not even like making every black person rich, but at least making, like, ending poverty. Ending poverty would be a great stepping stone. If everybody could at least be middle class, ending poverty. I think Gandhi said it was a great violence against humanity, you know?
Exactly. Dana, your thoughts?
Yeah, that's an interesting plan God has. here's God's plan. Let's enslave them for a few hundred years, and then sometime in the mid-50s, 60s, 70s, we'll create a couple of organizations called the NFL and the NBA.
And not so much the MLB, because that's mostly Hispanic and white people.
Well, there's always the MLS, so, I mean, but that's a different kind of... the real slavery there is the people that have to watch it. But,
yeah.
So, yeah, and to Joy's point, the only problem with that is that's only like 0.00001% of the population.
Right.
And it's not like, you know, and okay, so don't get me wrong. I mean, the guy could even stretch it out a little bit and say that, hey, you know, God also gave like high paid black athletes as role models, maybe. But no, he's not going to go there. And isn't the enslavement of the Israelites fiction?
Yes, it is, yes. Actually.
Oh, yes.
Okay, then his point that like blacks and the Israelites were the only two groups that were ever enslaved is false from that point.
Yeah.
And the fact that, oh, and no other group of people has ever been enslaved before. Hashtag Indians.
Hashtag Chinese. Hashtag Irish.
Irish.
Yep.
Hashtag whatever. And the last thing I have on this video, you know, that part where he gets like really somber and he goes, I think we need to reach out. Go to the police. Who's he telling to go to the police? Whites or blacks? I don't know. When he says reach out to the community, he's like, we have to reach out to the community. Go to the police. Who's going to the police? Oh, and if that's the case, you're telling black people to go to the police? Yeah, no, this guy's a clown, just like every other religious fundamentalist that has a show. And if you could see me right now, it's a show in quotes. He's crazy. And yep. And by the way, you picked a fine time to leave me, Lucille.
Good.
Four so children and a crop in the field. Mm-hmm. Torvi in the chat room said the first slave trade ship to reach America was the good ship Jesus. Yep.
Oh, is that what Pinta means?
Yes.
I know. I mean, like, a lot of times people say, like, oh, no, religion doesn't always do bad things. Religion does good things. Like, religion was the cornerstone of the abolitionist movement. Yeah, that may be true in the northern states, but in the southern states, at the same time, in white churches, they were holding up the passages in the Bible that promoted slavery, mm-hmm. as saying, it's okay what we're doing. Look here, God says it's okay. And in the black churches, they were telling the black people, oh, look, it says right here that God says you're supposed to be a slave.
Yeah, that's their excuse for Ham.
So while the abolitionists in the North were saying, like, this is so wrong, we need to abolish slavery, the churches in the South were saying the complete opposite.
Yeah, that's because the reason why they go back to the story of Noah and Ham and the son, it's like, oh, that's where black people come from, so that's why you're enslaved, because Ham was enslaved because of the Bible. You know, it's like, whatever.
Right, a curse upon your head.
Yep.
Complete bullshit.
It's complete bullshit.
Hmm. And the Mormons still believe it. Well, yeah. They say they don't.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's...
Bring up the Mormons.
Oh, yeah, let's bring up the Mormons. That's brilliant. You know, that's the thing is, but they back in the 70s, there's like, you got to let black people into your church or we're going to take away your church status. It's like, you know what? We just had a revelation from God. God says we got to let the black people in. It's like, oh, how convenient.
Oh, and those stupid fuckers, plate. They fell for it. Plate. They fell for it.
The one that
it.
You can't see.
And the worst part of that was that they fell for it. Oh.
Yes, they did fall for it. And that's why I can't believe it. It's just like, oh.
Oh. You mean we can join now? Oh.
You know, okay. That's the thing is, I don't understand why anybody would want to join Mormonism or any of the religions. But that, hey, that's just me, you know. So, speaking of things that are funny and weird, let's get on to our next topic for this evening. Our funny tweet tonight comes from True Criote. That's TrueQuixote. And he says, I'm not a cyber bully, but I did change my Wi-Fi network name to, quote, I can see what you're Googling, Steve, unquote, period. Sleep well, my sweet, sleep well, neighbor, sleep well.
That's like that meme that went around that said everybody should change their Wi-Fi name to FBI surveillance truck.
Yes. I've seen ones like that. I've even seen them where it said virus-laden network. You know.
And you know what's crazy is I was listening to a report about cybersecurity, mm-hmm. and they said, you know, a lot of people, they go into Starbucks or McDonald's or whatever, and they open up their phone, and it says, McDonald's free Wi-Fi, Starbucks free Wi-Fi, and they just click on it and go, oh, hell yeah, free Wi-Fi, and they mm-hmm. get on that, and they're like, how do you know that's really that?
Yeah, you don't.
You have no idea. Yeah. You have no idea. And you're going into apps, accessing your bank accounts, doing passwords and shit.
Oh, yeah.
And you have no idea. You have no clue.
Especially at airports. Especially at airports, because you get ad hoc logons, especially. There's ways to tell, but you got to be rather computer savvy to know when it says you can log in, but some of these are, when they're ad hoc like that, it makes you go through a bunch of other extra steps. Right. So then those ones, you know, are, you know, kind of bogus. Dana, your thoughts?
Yeah, the only thing that would have been funnier was would be like a personal message like, Steve's masturbating again, network.
Steve, close your window shades. I can see you two at night. I can see you and your wife at night. And she's hot.
A friend of mine lives in Washington Heights. He once looked at all the Wi-Fi networks in his building,
mm-hmm.
and some of them were named really funny names, and I suck because I can't remember any of the funny ones, but he posted a screenshot from his iPhone of all the Wi-Fi in his building, and some of them were just like, they were like, wait, what?
I did that too. When I was on my phone, it was like this one place, like there was some of them that was like, I had the screenshot. I was like, I wish I had still had it. I don't know what happened to it, but yeah, it's like, damn.
My neighbor's got a Wi-Fi channel called, her name is Carrie, and her kid's name is Carly, and their Wi-Fi network is called Cockatoo.
I've got new neighbors, and one of their, I've got ones that, it's, we got Charter out here. Two of them say they're Charter, and the third one says Porn Star. Nice. I kid you not. Nice. I'm looking at it right now. It says Porn Star.
Doubtful.
Which is awesome.
I'm changing mine to FBI surveillance van right now.
There you go. Speaking of people who are watching out for you, let's get on to our next topic for this evening.
Hey, you guys!
And our podcast and our last podcast shout out for the year and possibly forever, because it didn't quite turn out the way I was kind of hoping it would, but hey, these things happen. You live and learn. But in this instance, we're going to give our final podcast shout out to someone very deserving. He does the podcast Thomas and the Bible. That's T and the B. That's the letter T, A and D, the letter T, H E, and the letter B. T and the B. He does Thomas and the Bible podcast. He's actually been reading the Bible for the last 3 years. I've been mass consuming his podcast. I'm like listening to these at hours at end. And I'll tell you something, you don't want to listen to the Bible while you're driving, because if you're an atheist like me, you want to you'll want to aim that vehicle at the nearest tree and then go careening through the windshield. It is that bad. I mean, but there I have learned a few things that I was never taught when I was within religion. One of the things was something about golden hemorrhoids, how they had to make a golden pair of hemorrhoids because all these people were getting hemorrhoids, and they say, oh, well, to appease God, we need to make a golden pair of hemorrhoids. It's in the fucking Bible. Look it up if you don't believe me. It's fucking hilarious. Anyway, but
I'm familiar with that podcast. I have listened to episodes of it, and it is good. I mean, hats off to that guy for making, what was it, 150 episodes?
Over 150 episodes. He's like...
Of him reading the Bible, like, wow.
Yeah, he's over 60% done with the whole Bible now, as far as 60-70%.
There's sections of the Bible that are just like, you know? I mean, and he's not the only podcast that's doing that. I know that Atheistically Speaking... No,
Atheistically Speaking is his other podcast.
Oh, that's right. That's his other podcast.
Yep.
The Scathing Atheist. They're going through the Bible as well.
Yep.
And they're doing it a little bit more creatively. They're doing it like with poems and like funny interpretations.
Yep.
And there's also a podcast that's going through the Quran and another one that's going through the Book of Mormon.
Yeah, those ones.
And hats off to those people who are doing those podcasts, because that's just grueling work. Like, we find articles about people who get into fights over dildos and who get caught masturbating and make fun of that. And these people are actually reading religious texts that are super long and super boring.
Oh, yeah. Damn.
And then they're trying to make fun of it. It's like, wow. Like stab me in the eye right now.
Yeah, I know. It's like... he's sitting there. He's trying to read this thing, and he's yawning, and he's making me yawn. I'm like... I mean,
he's a cool guy. Thomas, he's a cool guy. Like, he's really smart. He's really funny. And seriously, though, hats off to him for doing what he's doing.
Absolutely.
I couldn't do it. I really couldn't do it.
Oh, I couldn't do it either. I mean, I just listen to him. I just want to drive my truck off the road and into the ditch and then go and take my safety belt off just before I do it. Because I was like, ah! Man, it's just the Bible, just it's so much fucktardery in it. And it's just like, my God.
He's good at finding that obscure shit that you never heard of, where you're like, wait, what? The Bible says that?
Yeah, you know, and the thing is, in the first, you know, the first 10, 20 episodes, when he was going through Genesis and everything, and it was like, you could just see that why this is a scam. It basically screams scam, scam, scam. And in these few particular verses. And the fact is that Christians haven't caught on as like, oh, like, well, the priest, you've got to give us the best meat, and then we'll give the rest to God. I mean, we speak for God, so you have to feed us. It's like, that's the first scam ever. That is the oldest. They say prostitution is the oldest trick in the book. No, it's religion. It's religion. It's the scammist. These people have been scamming people for hundreds of years.
And I love the whole thousands of years. Sacrifice the animals at the temple thing. And like, you know, you cross the desert to sacrifice an animal at the temple. And when you get there, the priest is like, oh, your animal's no good. You have to buy one of our animals.
Right. Yeah. You have to buy. You have to take.
Because our animals are pure, and only God wants pure animals.
Right.
And so you got to like pull money out of your pocket, buy a fucking goat from the priest, go up to the top of the temple, cut his throat, pour his blood out for God, because that's what it says to do in the Bible. Look it up, and then go home with your fucking beat-ass goat, like, you fucking stupid goat, you weren't good enough for God.
Exactly. It's such insanity. It's a scam. It's always been a scam. It just these Christians, oh, it's a relationship with God. No, it's your relationship with a scam artist. I'm unfucking believable. It just
like in the New Testament when Jesus chased out the money changers, what were the money changers doing? They were selling the fucking goats.
Right.
That's what the whole thing was. When you go to like one of those Easter, what is it? The where they do the Bible live in front of you on Easter. When you get to the temple scene, they usually have live goats there. It's because they sold goats to sacrifice, animal sacrifice.
Yep.
And it was all a big scam. And Jesus chased out the money changers. He was like, you're ripping off the people who come here for God.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. It's a big scam. It's a really big fucking scam. The fact is, like I said, the fact that they haven't caught on to it yet.
So Jesus was the first consumer advocate.
Yeah. If he actually existed. But anyway, that's a whole other show.
Yo, I learned a new word recently. You want to hear it?
Sure, let's hear it.
Real quick, you know how they call people who think Jesus didn't exist mythicists?
Mm-hmm.
Well, people who turn gods into actual humans, like people who believe Hercules was a real person,
mm-hmm.
they euhemerize him.
Really?
So we aren't mythicists. We are anti-euhemerizists. I'm mispronouncing it now. We are anti-euhemerizists.
Joe, write that up in triplicate and put it in my inbox, and I'll ignore it later. Anyway.
I have trouble pronouncing that regularly.
Right. Anyway, check out his podcast, Thomas and the Bible. That's TANDTHEB, and that's TNTHEB. He also has a Facebook page by the same thing there, so give him a look up and tell him you heard him on the show.
He also does Atheistically Speaking, right?
Yes, he also does Atheistically Speaking. I've not heard
that one as well.
I have not heard that one yet because I'm trying to get through this podcast first, and then I'm going to add that one later. I like to get caught up on everything he does first. And like,
you don't have to focus on getting caught up. If you get to a podcast and you get bogged down and you want to get to a different one,
just do it. I drive for 11 hours, up to 11 to 12 hours a day. I have nothing else to do.
I know, so do I. I listen to a ton of podcasts, but, you know, sometimes it's just like, all right, I'm not really feeling this one. I'm going to bounce to this one. And from what I remember, Atheistically Speaking is actually a pretty decent podcast.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
And he guests on a lot of the other ones, too.
He's really good. I hope if he hears this and hopefully gives us a shout back, and we invite him to come on the show as a guest at some point.
We will finger your asshole.
It's probably more preferable than reading the fucking Bible.
I'm just kidding. No, I'm not.
Go ahead and like this guy on his Facebook page. This poor guy, he only has like 743 likes.
Yes.
So and
speaking of likes, we're almost to 100 likes on our Facebook page. So please go to facebook.com/packetpokesat and hit the like button on our page as well. We could really use those likes.
I'm going right now.
There you go. All right. Well, speaking of going, we need to
just unliked the Packard Pokesat page.
That's great.
So did I.
That's great. Speaking of getting out, going on, we got to get out of here, so we're going to see you next week with our short show. And until then, this has been Packard Pokesat. We just poked at your news.
And that's a wrap.